poet Stanley Kunitz wrote, "I want to perfect my craft so I won't have to tell lies." I accept that as my goal as well.
My guest, Thomas Tarkowski, is a Bloomington poet and environmental activist whose poems emerge from a profound interest in and respect for this complex, beautiful, fragile planet and all the strange creatures that inhabit it, including us, he says. This is The Poet's Weave. I am your host, Jenny Kander. Thomas.
September sky. The last firefly of summer creates a brilliant distance in this night among the stars. Out there, the dolphin, totem companion through all the depths of my life, journeys along the Milky Way, leaping through that vast sea of cold, bewildering fires. Here, in the chilled air, summer's soft hand slips from mine. Sand spider. There is a spider that breathes on the shores of Lake Michigan. I don't know its name, I just call it the sand spider. Dark speckles on beige, it could be sand until it moves. Even the sharp-eyed gulls might miss this mirage of 9 knotted strings. My steps on the sun-molten beach are loose, feet slip and slump. I struggle to reach firmer footing in cool water. While the spider, still as the stones, suddenly darts, a taut spring sprung across the hot sand. Does it see the vast blue lake beyond the beach, the swooping turns, the heavy-footed people? It may feel the surf's vibrations and escape up the shore as the waves rise. I doubt it is aware of the fish that would devour it were it caught by a wave and carried out to struggle, those fatal, telling ripples on water. It seems not to notice as I stoop and stare. Where does it spend the long, harsh winters when the auroras flash and shake their flimsy gowns before the universe and the world turns to ice? Does it shelter among the marum grass while I light a fire at home? I never fit into my world so well, so beautifully, as this wisp of mindfulness. I do not want to be a spider, nor do I think it strange to walk with ease on liquid stone, to live a life of imperfect camouflage among things you never see. Midwinter. On the January gray morning, the seeds of a tulip tree spin down to the cold, burnt yard. Of the thousands of Samaras released, maybe one tree will mature. Maybe. Watching this eternal reprise, I do not know if I am old or young, if the earth is old or young. All of history is erased in the whirling of want. I am lost in the imminence of seeds. Light speed. I have seen those stunning photos, the universe all whirly-twirly, pirouetting storms, imploding, exploding, spinning and tumbling, creating impossible matter in nanoseconds, but umpteen bajillion years to travel there, even at light speed. Some would say it's a hopeless journey, even to imagine. Down here, swallows zip and swirl, curve and cut around behind the chugging tractor, while chimney swifts sail above, and I feel like a lumbering toad. Hummingbirds whiz and whip around the yard. Even butterflies flutter by in sweeping flits I will never match. I just plod along at my sexagenarian pace, amazed at the rapid growth of potatoes in my garden. No way I can follow those tenebrous bats with their black, flappy, zippy flight, zigzagging through evening's calm and holy hour, chasing quick bugs while avoiding swooping hawks. So I settle back in my chair on the clear summer night, sip a glass of wine while attending the fireflies' slower, silent symphony. Then, in an instant, up I go to the farthest stars.
Poems today on The Poet's Weave are by Bloomington poet Thomas Tarkowski. I am Jenny Kander.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar-sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.